The Burt Show.
So Wendy here is going through an interesting time with some dude, dabbling back and forth with, she's been dating some guy. But it has raised the same question that we've had on the show now for 7 years. If a guy just isn't into you, then how does he tell you that? Because that's really what you're struggling with here.
Well, yeah, just tell me. No, went on a couple of dates with this one guy and had a great time. Great time, like texting back and forth, like nice stuff. Like it's not anything that I wouldn't text to somebody that if I didn't like them, I wouldn't send them these text messages. You know what I mean? So it was great, great, great. And then 2 Sundays ago, it just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nada.
And the date before the stopping of the text occurred when?
That was on Thursday.
Thursday night.
And then we texted until Sunday.
And what were those texts like from Thursday to Sunday?
Oh, they were great. Like, we had, like, even sent me a text after the date. It was like, I had a great time, blah, blah, blah. I hope the rest of your weekend's good, because that was the weekend of Midnight Swim. So he knew I already had plans for the weekend. So, and then Sunday was just like, I hope you had a great time last night. I hope your weekend went well.
Came out of nowhere. You didn't send him a text. He just came out of nowhere.
Right. Just came out of nowhere. And so I sent one back and then didn't hear anything else after that. Off the face of the planet, don't know what happened. Well, last night.
And he could have found you, like,
he could have found me. If he wanted to. Yeah, I mean, you can find my email address. I mean, just search me on Facebook. I mean, I'm right there.
I don't know if you noticed this too, but you're also on the radio.
Well, yeah. There's that too. And there's a big old website.
What station are you on? What station are you on?
Q100. I'm on Q100. I'm on Q100Atlanta.com. My email's right there. Hi, you can leave a comment. I mean, you can, like, you can find me.
From time to time, you tweet.
And speaking of, is this what you're about to say have to do with that tweet last night?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because, yeah.
So I was out with a girlfriend last night, and I was like, I mean, this is just really strange that he hasn't texted me back, because we had such a great time, and it's hard to find somebody you can have really good conversations with. So I made her text him and just say, what are you up to? How have you been? And we didn't put the name or anything.
And this is from a phone number he doesn't even have.
Right.
Okay.
That he wouldn't have in his phone anyways. So he was like, been good. Who's this? Almost immediately text back. Almost immediate text back. It was within the minute that he texts back. Like, who is this? And we wouldn't put who it was.
Player.
We did not say anything on who it was. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I lost my phone, or my phone screen went out. And so I don't have any numbers. I don't memorize numbers either. So who is this? We wouldn't say. We're like, so what happened to your phone? When'd you get a new one? And he goes, yesterday. Well, I sent you a text message on Thursday, so I'm like putting two and two together. Like, you just got a new phone yesterday, you wouldn't go a week with no phone.
Either way, it's inconsequential.
Right.
The guy wanted to get in touch with you.
He would have gotten in touch with me. So,
I don't even believe he got a new phone.
Right. Yeah, we didn't believe it either. But yeah, I mean, just be like upfront, honest. Don't send me like messages that are like really sweet and like leading on if you're not like interested, so you know what I mean? Because I like,
that is the strange part, because say you guys went out on that date and then he stopped from there on out, then you would realize, okay, he's not into me, he wasn't feeling it on the date or whatever. But that's the confusing part, is he continued to text for 3 days following
and spontaneously, not even reacting to hers.
Right.
Well, let's ask guys. 404-741-Q100, if you were Wendy's best guy friend, what would you say happened to this dude?
I do think Jen is exactly right. The text following the date is weird, because
it is weird because I went out on dates with people and then you don't want to go out again, but you don't want to say you don't want to go out again. So you just stop calling or you just stop returning phone calls, but you don't continue to text for 3 days. And then
what's
stop.
The date cutoff too? Because how many dates do you go on where you still have the opportunity to just drift away? You know, is it 2 dates? Is it 3 dates?
I think it's four.
So you can go on four dates and still disappear.
Right. You could have just disappeared. But the confusing part was the nice messages, like, afterwards. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so it seems like he's almost like setting it up for the next date.
Right.
And then
it disappears.
I mean, the phone lines are lit up and we'll get dudes' opinions here in a second. But at the end of the day, does it even matter?
Well, not anymore. Like, it's just like, I'm going to brush it off. But I mean, it's still kind of like
frustrating.
It's frustrating and disappointing too. Like, just trying to get back into the dating thing. And this is why I'm not good at dating. Like, this is why I'm just like hang out, like interested, and then just blah.
Well, because it makes you feel like your radar is off, because you were having such a good time and you were feeling this chemistry and this connection. And obviously he wasn't. So it makes you feel like, wait a second, my radar was so off. But it could be that he was just trying to be a really nice guy and that he's got
maybe
a easygoing personality. He can get along with just basically anyone or whatever.
Well, I think
was a player, he'd still be stringing her along. He wouldn't have cut her off.
Well, calls are coming in from guys that are saying that he's not into you. That we know.
Right.
I think what we're trying to get a definition on are
why
the texts and why that, and I think this is very relatable to a lot of women. Like, why does the dude keep texting or keep calling even if he doesn't have any intention of ever going out with you ever again?
Because it's the player thing. Because here's the deal: he goes out. How many dates you have total? Two.
Just two dates.
Okay,
yeah.
So after the second date, you get a couple texts from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping it going, right? And that's also because he's got Melissa up in the air, and Jen up in the air, and Joanna up in the air, and Michelle up in the air, and Brittany up in the air, and everybody's, you know, all the balls are in the air, and you're just one of them. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is maybe Jen is the one that he's wanted. Like, that's A-list.
Right.
First stringer. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, she starts calling him more often, or she just broke up with her boyfriend, or something like that. Boom, the focus goes to her, and all the other balls fall to the ground because that's the one that he wants.
Well, then why an immediate text back to my friend?
Because, I mean, anybody's
still playing.
I'll answer it. If somebody sends me a text and it comes up from a weird number and it's like, hey, how have you been? I'll write back. Great. Who is this? You know, because you want to know who it is.
Yeah.
Here's Ben. He thinks he can give you some clarity. Hey, Ben.
Awesome.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good. Okay, so you're Wendy's best guy friend now. What do you tell her?
Yeah, it's usually the way I used to play around and everything. It's one of those things, you know, born and raised a Southern hospitality. You try to be nice to everybody and not, like, hurt anybody's feelings, but, you know, you go out and do your own thing, and, you know, you kind of let them linger, which is bad, but a lot of guys, we don't think about that. So it's one of those things where we don't think about the other person, where we're just trying to make, you know, not come off as a bad guy. But then, you know, I got to the point where I'd be bored and just want to call somebody up, and, you know, you text them out of the blue, but then something else comes around, you almost go ADD on it, I guess.
So what are you saying, Wendy? You would rather not get any follow-up Southern gentleman texts or calls. If he's not in you, stop calling me immediately after the date, is what you're saying.
I'd rather have no comment on the date and just let it go than having a comment and comments after that or texts after that being really sweet. Because, of course, I mean, girls are filled with emotions that lead you on and you're, like, super excited about it. And then if they're reciprocating the excitement, then all of a sudden it's gone, like, that leaves you in the dark. Whereas if you don't text right after that, okay, I got the hint. You don't have to do anything else.
Either way, he's going to be a big old fat jerk in your head, though. Either he stops calling entirely or he's trying
not
to be nice
about it. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
No, because it's a clear picture.
It's a clear picture.
The texting is leading her on.
Yeah. Right.
When if he just stopped calling, then she goes, oh, okay, not into it.
I get it.
Because you would do that to a guy, right?
Right, exactly.
Like, if you go out on a date with a guy, it doesn't go well, you're not really that into
right.
it.
Right.
You cut it off at that point.
You don't mention the date or thank you or whatever. I mean, you just stop. You don't.
That's it.
I think it's nothing.
I think for guys, it's just be a little more, I don't know. Like, if you have several lines cast out, I can't believe I'm doing a fishing reference, but I'm trying to talk to guys, so I'm trying to do some kind of sport. If you have lines cast out, because everybody dates in clusters, life usually ends up that way. When you start opening yourself up to really wanting to be in a relationship, then all of a sudden five people show up instead of just one.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you're more interested in. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's Jeff or the caller that said that. You know who you're most interested in. So if you have the lines cast out, then just play the most with the one that you really want and let the other ones be a little looser and don't do the follow-up text. If you know that Wendy's not the one you're after, then after that date, don't lead her on. Because just, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. just be a little more responsible with your playing.
Most are saying exactly what Melissa's saying, is that he's probably seen a whole bunch of different women.
Right, which is cool.
But Lewis doesn't think so. Hey, Lewis.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I love the show, guys. Makes my morning tolerable.
Thank you.
He said tolerable, right, and not horrible?
Yes. Tolerable.
Okay, cool. What's up?
Well, my theory on the Wendy thing is that, because, you know, everybody, you can tell, everybody loves Wendy. I don't know her, and I love Wendy. But it's that, you know, he might not want her to think that he wants something serious too soon because, you know, she's very fun to hang out with, talk. She said they had good talks and everything. So he might not want that to change too fast and keep having the fun, if you may, and not bring it into a relationship kind of thing too soon or too fast where usually things change. And that's my theory about it, that he might be trying to take a little time off so he doesn't send a, you know, serious relationship.
Thank you for
calling. You think he sniffed out that you were more into him than he wanted you to be?
I don't think so, because I never even referenced anything like that. We were just having fun and just, I mean, hanging out. Like, there's nothing about wanting a relationship or even,
sure,
like, long-term dating come up.
Are you sure you didn't get tipsy and start talking about wedding colors?
No, I don't do that. I'm not looking to for a husband.
Our children will look fantastic.
No, I'm not looking to get married, settle down anytime
soon.
You
weren't trying on his last name.
No,
you pass those gumball machines, see the little ring in there. Oh, won't you get me one of those? Because you'll get me the bigger one later. Nothing like that. No,
nothing like that.
So the message that you want clear as day for guys is this. If you're not into me, then just stop texting.
Right after the date. No 3-day lingers.
Okay.
But please. Women have to be responsible enough to not be bugging. Why?
Exactly.
I think that's a great point. That if we're going to do that, then you have to, your end of the agreement is don't go psycho on us.
Agree.
Okay.
Totally agree with that.
The Burt Show.